Welcome back. We are here in the new portal failure. What we're gonna do now is we are just going to create a VM, a virtual machine. So under compute, if I just go here, I'll be able to see that there are number of images that are available to me to deploy the virtual machine. So I would simply just like to see all of the images that are available to me in order to create a virtual machine. Though I can create a simple virtual machine myself, but for sure I can use any of the images that is available. For example, if I just want to set up a Ubuntu server that might be 13x4 LTS or maybe another version, so I can simply do that. For example, if I just want a SQL Server 2016 RDM Enterprise VM, so I can simply do that. So, for example, one of the options that I would just like to preview Dynamics AX2012 R3. I can also do that. I have virtual machine available. I have to allocate the RAM and things for that, and I can just run with that. Let's say I just want to just go with Vasa's streaming engine that I used previously years ago for my streaming. And now what I can do is that I need to set up all this stuff. I can simply just go here, click on the image, deploy that, create a virtual machine, and boom, in some minutes I'll be having my own machine running Vasa streaming engine. Not only this, I can also deploy Drupal, the image provided by Bitnami. Not only Drupal, I can also install Linux Kali that is available, and with that CentOS Linux that is an alpha available. And if I want to use simple Windows, I can simply just go here and just get my virtual machines up and running with Windows 7, Windows 8, or Windows 10 maybe. Then I have some solution templates, for example SharePoint 23, non-HA farm, Cisco CSR, Tazen redeployment with a lot of stuff I don't know was there. I'm not actually a Cisco user or any of the product that I use from Cisco, but still it's a good idea if you are related to Cisco and use product for that. Then I have application infrastructure, BizTalk server, maybe Java development kit that is by Microsoft, okay, and SharePoint 2013 HF farm, Microsoft Dynamics GP, LAMP, and a lot of things that are available to me. But right now what I'm going to do is that I would just simply just go with the Windows Server. So for Windows Server, I would simply click on this, and as I click on any of the image, so then what I got to do is that I got to just choose the image. For example, if I'm having Ubuntu Server, I have to choose the Ubuntu Server's version and the image from that. Right now what I'm going to do is that I just want to deploy the Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center. Simply you just click here and then read the description for that virtual machine image available to me. Then select a deployment model, resource manager, and I would simply say create. And now I'd be in the wizard where I can simply create my virtual machine in some time. Number one, it's quite important to give your virtual machine a name. We can name that Exploring Air. So it asks me that what kind of disk type you want to have. That might be an SSD, that might be an HDD. Right now I'm going with a hard disk drive. Username. And then I need to just give it a password. Okay. Good enough. And now it asked me that what resource group you want. As I told you before about resource group, so we would just simply go here and choose our resource group that we already created, and that is exploring air resource group, and we'll be using this one. Location is South Central US. Okay, that's good. And that's all I would say. It's validating things, and now I gotta choose the size of the virtual machine that I'm going to deploy. So these are the recurrent sizes by Ayer, from the single core 3.5 GB to one core 1.7 GB. This is something recommended with this kind of server. And then it also tells me the USD per month estimate. So right now I'm having 60 something dollars, which means that I can have my virtual machine here. So I will simply click on view all, and I'll be able to see the lowest one and also the heaviest one available. That is with 8 core and 14 gigs. And I can also have 24 core and 224 gigs, but that doesn't go with my subscription. And it also has a graphic card of 4XK80. And right now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to go with 1 core and 3.5 gigs. Now it's simple like this. After that, it just tells me that you need to just configure some optional features. So it says that it will create a new, so whenever it comes new in the braces, it tells you that this is something that is going to create in time of deployment. So with that, networks, extensions, high availability set none, monitoring is enabled, and diagnostic storage account. Got to go with this. And then it will just give you a summary of all the stuff that is going to happen. And all the things, for example, disk type would be hard disk drive, username is this, size is this, and blah blah blah. What I would simply do is that I would simply click OK. As I hit OK, it will start the deployment. So here you go. My VM is now up and running. So here I have the URL. I will simply just click on this. Okay, so what if I just copy this and paste it in the URL? So what I can actually do is that I can just see the overview of this, the activity log, the access control that I'm having, the tags and all of this stuff. For example, in the access control, the subscription, the admin, the configuration, the properties, automation scripts that I can write. So, for example, if you just go here and click on connect, so I'd be able to download the remote desktop file. So I would simply say local file download, and right now, because our IIS server is not running on the VM we have just created, so we won't be able to just see any page for that. But if I just go to downloads, here is RDP. I would simply just open it. So I would simply say connect using another user, and that is so now it's gonna connect. And it asked me that the remote computer could not be authenticated due to problems with the security certificate. It may be unsafe to proceed, but I would like to proceed, I don't know. And it's configuring the remote session, and there you go, your VM is ready. And it's logging me as Mohammed92 and performing all the stuff that is required for personalization. and performing all the personalization settings, and I believe that I'm in my VM running Windows Server 2012 Data Center R2. There you go. So this is how easy you can deploy your VMs. For example, I've also created one of my VM, and for now I just simply just close the remote session. I've already created one, which I'll just simply like to share with you guys. It's an image of WordPress that I deployed earlier. So there you go. Here is the one. And as you see, the operating system is Linux, and the image that I use is of Bitnami. So I would simply just copy it and just paste it here. Oops, I know what has happened. I'll simply just copy this one. Just paste this. And I hope it would work fine. So this beauty, all about the beauty and tips and things like that. So this is one of the stuff that I deploy using Bitnami. You can see the manage, I would say a tag here on the right button. You will see. So this is how easy that you can deploy your VMs, and you can set up your solutions easily using Azure. In the next video, we're just going to talk about some other features of Azure. And till then, take care, and we'll see you in the next video.